This is the Midday Market Report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined at midday on Friday by Lori Carter of Comstock. Lori, what are we looking at with the trade in the grains after an ugly day on that side of the markets yesterday?
Continued ugliness. We have weakness across the board after some early morning strength, or a little bit of strength, I guess. We have Kansas City wheat down 3.5 to 6 cents, Chicago down 1 to 1.5. Corn is down 6 3/4 up front and 5.5 in the new crop. And soybeans down 5 cents on the old crop, 3.5 on new.
And Lori, what's your biggest takeaway over this last couple of days and what we've seen with the grain side?
Kind of just massive long liquidation is what it looks like to me. Not any specific thing to be pointed to, but I guess nothing at the moment to spur short covering either. News-wise.
That was Lori Carter with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
July corn down 6.5 at 418. July soybeans down 5.5 at 1124. July soybean meal down 360 at 310.10. July soybean oil down $1.80 at 74.49. Chicago wheat down 1.5 at 580 1/4. Minneapolis wheat is unchanged at 622. Kansas City hard red wheat down 4.5 at 615 3/4. July oats down 2.5 at 316. On the Merck, June live cattle up $1.78 at 250.95. August feeder cattle up $1.93 at 355.30. June lean hogs down $1.05 at 94.25. June pork cutout unchanged at 111.20. Class 3 milk at 16.09, down 5 cents. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.